There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmas.
Mark, have you ever wondered how scary ghost stories actually got on the list of the things in the song "It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year," or why Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol has so many ghosts in it?
That's a good question. I mean, it does seem kind of odd that ghosts are brought up so much with Christmas. I mean, you'd think we all kind of got our fill with Halloween just a couple months ago.
Yeah, it seems to stretch long before Dickens, though, to the pagan winter solstice celebration. And today, in fact, is the winter solstice. One of my least favorite days, because it's the shortest day of the year, which has the longest amount of darkness.
Especially today with the sun hiding behind the cloud. Yeah. So, okay, you're starting to make it a bit spooky. So let's consider our very own Ghost of Christmas Present. Tracy Fessenden is a professor of religious studies at ASU. We asked her about all this holiday specter stuff during the solstice.
It still carries with it and continues to be a place where lots of speculation about spirits and ghosts and death and life and renewal and end times is possible and keeps happening.
But then the Industrial Revolution happened and the darkness was replaced by the light of magical electricity in almost every home. You think this is when ghost stories would have disappeared as well?
Wait, wasn't Mr. Scrooge set during the Industrial Revolution? He kept workers in the office with the midnight oil burning instead of letting them go home on Christmas.
He was so mean to Bob Cratchit. There was so much darkness, and thus ghosts endured, according to Fessenden.
When the darkness is shortened by electricity, and when days are structured now according to the needs of industrialists, then I think the ghosts become a place where ambivalence about those changes comes to reside.
And since Christmas shopping now seems to start before Halloween, Christmas ghosts must be pretty confused.
Yeah, is there competition between the Halloween ghosts and the Christmas ghosts? I mean, do they battle over candy or candy canes?
And what does
maybe
Casper do? Casper seems like he'd be more
Ghost. I mean, he's so friendly. He just kind of sits
true.
Off to the side.
That's true, too.
All right. Well, on that spooky note, this is the show.